Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, or David's Vacation Club Rental. You can contact any of our fine sponsors at our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Den. Hey, Den, pull up a stool, buddy.
Hey, Doug, good to see you this week.
I think we're going to have a couple Arius beers tonight. What do you think about that, Dan?
That sounds delicious. I wonder where we could get one of those.
Well, we're going to have a couple Arius beers here at the Spice Road Tables. We're going to be doing a food review. We're going to be doing it once a month for our buddy, All In WDW, our good buddy Bob over there. So we're doing a food review tonight on Spice Road Tables. Take it away, Dan.
Yeah, just to kind of set the stage here, this is a restaurant that both you and I separately on our recent trips down to Florida have eaten at. And in fact, I ate at this restaurant the trip before as well. So I think we got a good feel for this restaurant, which has been open about 10 months now. It opened last January, which I thought it was open a year or longer. But when I looked up the date, it was in and around, I think, mid-January last year that it opened. Well, this year, I should say.
And I got one little quick tidbit, too, while I'm thinking of it.
Yeah.
And being since it's only been open 10 months, they do not accept the Disney dining plan. So just so you guys know, I wanted to get that out there. I think that has to do with some of the crowds there, too.
Yeah.
So no, go ahead, Dan.
Good tip, because a lot of people do participate in the dining plan, and they would be disappointed if they go here. But anyways, this is a restaurant. This isn't novel, the tapas-type restaurant, but that was all the buzz a couple years ago, and it still is for the most part. But what that basically is small portions of food, or in this case, with Spice Road Table, it's small plates, they call it, Mediterranean small plates. And so when you go there, you're more getting appetizer size, you know, dishes, if you will. They're probably a little bigger than a typical.
Yeah, I would have to say with you, I think it's a little bigger than your normal appetizer. I mean, a normal person, if you got two of these plates, it would be pretty filling for you, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That probably was a bad description on my part. Small plates, but it's certainly – it's a tweener, I guess, between an appetizer and a full-blown entree is the way I would describe it. Would you
agree? It's an appertray.
There you go.
They call it an appertray.
Yeah, we just invented a new word. I like it.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, and this restaurant is located right across the – the pavilion from Marrakesh in Morocco. So it's basically right on the water.
Beautiful there.
Oh, it is. It's they got 60 indoor seats and 120 outdoor seats, so plenty of seating. And where it is on the World Showcase Lagoon, it's prime viewing for illuminations at night. So if you have a late reservation or you walk up and you're able to get in there, it's fantastic. And I can talk to that later in the show, because I actually watched illuminations from inside, outside, I should say, of this restaurant. And it was awesome. But anyways, just to kind of set the tone here, I'm reading from the back of the actual menu. It says, all roads lead to the Spice Road Table. The legendary spice trade was conducted between historic civilizations in Asia, Northeast Africa, and Europe. Spices and herbs such as cardamom, cassia, cinnamon, ginger, cumin, and turmeric were traded and used as the primary source of commerce. With legendary hospitality, you will be introduced to the magic of Spice Road Table, and you will be surrounded with the most exotic spices from the Orient and regional flavors from the Mediterranean. A wonderful variety of delicious small plates, exquisite wines and beers from all stops along the spice trade route. Relax and enjoy a breathtaking scenic view of World Showcase Lagoon and a perfect view of illuminations, reflections of Earth. Walk along the Spice Road, get a table, and spice it up. So that's kind of their hook, if you will. What do you think about all that, Doug?
It sounds pretty spicy to me.
Go ahead.
And the thing of it is it's a good spice. It's like my sister-in-law, she was scared to death. It was going to be too hot and blah. No, there's nothing too hot here. It's actually perfect amount of spice. Like we talked about before, like even with the food and wine. I don't think Disney makes anything that's over the top heat. Do you anymore, Dan?
No, I don't. And I think just generally speaking, there's a difference between spice and hot. I mean, you know, hot can mean spicy, but it doesn't mean you're dumping Tabasco sauce or habanero sauce or whatever, or flakes or whatever into a dish. I mean, something that's spicy can, you know, not be hot at all, but it's flavorful.
It means flavorful.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we came to that at the same time. But no, I think that fits this restaurant well. I mean, we can talk about some of the specific dishes as we go along here, but I mean, everything is very flavorful, but nothing that I had was, I would term, and I don't mind a little bit of heat, but nothing was like, oh boy, that's a little uncomfortable, or it was, you know, too hot on the palate. I mean, everything was just perfectly spiced, in my opinion.
The food here, I mean, we're going to come to a common opinion here of how great the food is, the way it seems, the way we talked about it.
I think so. So what did you guys have on your dining experience there? What did you get for dishes?
Well, we sat down, and opposite of you, we had a beautiful view. We were inside in the air condition. We had a window seat right on the water. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, we ate there right as the sun was going down. It was late afternoon or early evening, and we sat down, and it was cool. There was three of us. It was me, my wife, and my sister-in-law. Like I said, she was nervous about the spices, and me and Brent kept saying, "Just relax. Let's wait till it comes before you start worrying about it. It's going to be hot or whatever. Just relax and enjoy it." So my wife, we ended up getting some drinks, and I got myself an Aris beer. She said that's more like a Coors Light. It's one of the lightest. Well, I had my picture taken, if you guys remember, then we tweeted it out.
Right, right.
Our waitress was Khadija. She was wonderful. She took a picture of me. I think I scared her a little bit by asking for a picture, but I wanted to tweet it out to all of our followers, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I am sure too many people don't ask to take their picture with the waitress, but she was such a sweetheart. And I told her we were going to review the restaurant. So I said, "Let me take a picture with you so we can put it with the review." So then she got all smiling and was happy to. She was more than happy to do
it. Right,
die.
Right.
So I had my Aris. My wife got a Moroccan breeze.
Or a sunrise.
And so
Moroccan sunrise.
Moroccan sunrise.
There you go.
Not the breeze. And she got it. Then my sister-in-law tasted it. She was only going to have water. And then she had to get one too. So they really enjoyed them. I had a taste of it. Have you ever tried one of them?
Not the sunrise. I actually had the Tangiers breeze one trip there. That was very good. It was kind of a fruity, juicy type drink, but it was very good.
Yeah, that's what the Moroccan sunrise was. The same thing. She had hers alcoholic though.
Okay.
They added it. You know, she had hers leaded instead of unleaded.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we actually had my sister-in-law, she ordered the spicy garlic shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
My wife ordered we got the hummus with the imported olives.
Right.
And I got the chef special, the lamb sliders, the harissa chicken rolls, and the Moroccan lamb sausage.
Nice.
And then we also ordered the mixed grill skewers. So we actually got four plates.
Okay.
And I have to say, they were all out of this world. Now, which ones did you have, Dan?
Well, I'm going to combine all the trips together just because I can't separate them apart in my mind. But I also had the mixed grill skewer, which is a beef and chicken with garlic and fresh herbs. It's basically two skewers. One's beef, one's chicken, but it comes with the herbs, like I said. I also had the spicy garlic shrimp a couple of times. Also had the hummus and imported olives, as you did. And I actually did, and I'll talk about this later, although we did cover it earlier. I did the after-hours wind-down, so I also did the Tangiers sampler, right? The one you had, the lamb slider, the chicken roll, and the lamb sausage, correct?
Yeah, you call it that, and I call it the Tingus sampler.
Tingus, Tangus, Tungus.
Yeah. I'm a dingus. I'm going to call it the Tingus.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Okay, but we so they're the four that we ordered. Now, to go with the mixed grill scores, what did you like better, the beef or the chicken?
Chicken by far. I just preferred the chicken myself.
Okay, so that means all four of us did, because we all had a little bit of each of
right.
them, and we all liked the chicken more than the beef. The beef was very good, and I would recommend it. It just, there was something about the taste of the chicken was a little bit better to me than what the beef was.
Yeah.
But it was pretty tender for a skewer, because you're not getting filet mignon on a skewer.
Exactly. And you know, you can sometimes get a tough piece of meat, and, you know, it's kind of hit or miss with that type of stuff. But not that any the beef skewer that I had was tough, but the chicken was just much more comfortable, and I don't know, I just preferred it over the beef.
Yeah, we've all preferred the flavor of the chicken over the beef, but the beef was very good, and none of us, like you were saying, none of it was chewy. It was very good, because I've had skewers where you're waiting for somebody to turn your head so you can get rid of it.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
It's worse than chewing gum. It's like,
right.
Is this ever going to end?
Right.
So, but no, these were very good, very tasty. If you like skewers, if you like beef skewers, I would highly recommend them. Now, the hummus, what was your favorite out of the hummus?
Oh, the hummus, let me see, I got to think back. They give you two kinds. It's
three.
Three, okay. Well, there's I call it the plain, regular hummus, and then there was it a red pepper hummus, I think, or something like that?
Yes.
And what was the third one?
The third one had, like, a little bit of a bite to it. I don't know exactly what was in it, but that was a little more bitey than the other one.
It had, like, a zing to it.
Yes.
And I can't quite describe it any better than that.
But my favorite was me and Brenda loved the red pepper.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I got it, and, you know, it's pretty good because they give you these little slices, I guess, or triangle-shaped pieces of pita bread to go with the hummus to dip in. And, of course, you have in the center of all this, or in between the servings of hummus, you also have the olives, and I think there was some pickles and stuff like that in there, in olive oil. Very good, very delicious. And, again, if you have a couple of people, I think you know, you can ask for more bread if you need it, but you know, it's they give you quite a bit to graze on, if you will.
Absolutely, and I have to admit, I was wrong, Dan, because we got it at another place, and I don't know, it was too. You had the red pepper on the one side, you had the plain on the
right.
other, and you had the olives and the pickles in the center. I'm sorry, we ordered on the way down. We ordered and we got a triple play on the way. I'm sorry,
no.
I confused my trip. But you were right; there was only two.
Right.
But we preferred the red pepper more.
Right. The other one was just kind of not bland, but it was just a. You know, it was flavorful, but compared to the red pepper, you're right. I prefer the red pepper, but the plain one, I don't even want to say plain, but the
no, it had a little kick to it. It had
yeah.
a little taste to it. I mean, it was good. We finished the platter between the three of us, so I have had both of them, and I enjoyed it. And the bread was awesome.
Yeah, the little, like I said, the wedges they give you or whatever, and, you know, depending on how much bread you like or whatever. I mean, I think once I got extra bread or something. I forget what it was. But, again, you know, you might not think hummus and olives, with a little bread would be good, but very good, and, you know.
It's awesome. I would go there for me and Brenda, grab her a glass of wine, me one of the Arius beers, and just snack on this hummus while you're watching Illumination. It's $20. You could spend like $20-$25 for that and have a good night just watching Illuminations with something like that, just to snack
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you an idea, I mean, most of these small plates run anywhere from, you know, $8 to $12 in that range. The hummus and imported olives is $10, for instance.
Yeah. So if we each had a drink, you're talking my beer was $6, her drink was like $8 or $9. So you're under $30 you're around $30 with tip for a nice nightly snack. And the bread is called it's a za'atar flatbread.
Okay.
What it is, and it has like spices on the bread. It has like different flavors on the bread too.
Yeah, it's not just plain pita bread. You're right.
No.
It did have a little bit
yeah.
of something on there. But it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what I did the second last night that I was there on this last trip. I shared with you earlier that I did go there to watch Illuminations, and I felt funny just ordering a drink. I think I ordered a glass of wine or something, waiting for Illuminations. So I ordered the hummus and olive plate again. So I kind of noshed on that while I was enjoying the wine and waiting for Illuminations to start.
And I'll have you know, unlike you not trying the crabless crab cake,
yeah.
But it's okay. I do not like pickles. And I do not like olives, but I tried one of the small pickles and ate one of the small olives just to try it. And the olives weren't bad. They weren't good, but they weren't bad. The pickle, I ate the whole thing, but I don't like pickles. But it was a different flavor. Like, and I've told you guys this before, that I will try anything. And it isn't like the most thing, nothing gets me really sick or whatever like that either. I like the taste of it, I don't. It isn't like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Right.
I like to try everything, and I'm glad that I like to experiment like that.
Yep.
Because, you know, it broadens your horizons. I don't ever say no to anything. But I tried them, and they weren't horrible, but the girls finished them off,
right.
Needless to say.
Right.
They love the olives, and they love pickles.
Yeah, see, I'm the exact opposite of you. I love olives and the olive oil and the little spices they have in there. And that was probably as good as any of the two hummus offerings in that plate. But again, if you happen to like that type stuff, you would think that. If you don't, then like you said, it's palatable but not something you're gonna love, I guess.
No, and like me, I cook almost everything with olive oil.
Right.
I love olive oil. I love to cook with it. I just don't like to eat olives. There's something about them I don't like. And pickles, the one thing I can say, I can't stand relish either. So,
you're consistent anyways.
So I'm consistent with the pickles.
Right.
So the next thing we had, too, was, Dan, is we'll leave the spicy garlic to last.
Okay.
The Tingus sampler, see, you have me saying it wrong, the Tingus sampler is the lamb slider, the harissa chicken roll, and the Moroccan lamb sausage. Out of them three, what was your favorite?
Without a doubt, it was the chicken roll. Go ahead.
Wasn't that awesome? That was our favorite, too. And there was something about the texture on the chicken roll. Like, it's not like you're – it kind of somewhat looks like an egg roll.
Right.
But the texture – like, know how an egg roll, you know it's dropped in grease?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this. It seems like it's lightly fried or something. The texture on the roll does not seem like it's as bad for you as what an egg roll is. It's thinner. It's more flaky.
Right.
When you
I totally agree. I mean, it was flavorful and, at least the way that they make the when you get Chinese food up here anyways, they tend to be thicker. And you're right. If you were to – when you get them hot, if you were to squish them, you'd almost expect oil to run out of them. This wasn't dry, but it certainly wasn't greasy or oily or anything like that. To me, it was just cooked to perfection.
Oh, absolutely. They have like they were like so flaky. They were like a croissant more. Like,
yep.
You know how you get a fresh croissant?
Yep.
That was the breading on it. Like, you wouldn't – there was nothing – everything seemed healthy on it. And that's where the Mediterranean comes in, the Mediterranean cooking. Like, you know, Greek – a lot of this – all these plates are really influenced by the Greek culture, the Mediterranean Greek culture on these. I mean, don't think it's Moroccan food.
No.
Like Indian. It's more of a – it's a hybrid of all – the cultures.
Right. Well, like I said, I know I probably put everyone to sleep reading that little thing at the beginning, but that was the whole point of it, that you know, it, mm-hmm. you know, Africa, Europe, all over the, India, there's all different places that this cuisine comes from. So you're right, Doug. It's not just Morocco. And to be quite honest with you, when I first heard of this restaurant I wouldn't say that I've eaten very much Moroccan food in my life, if you will. And, I was kind of afraid of it, too. I just dismissed it out of hand, like, nah, that's probably some place I'll never go. There's so many other places around World Showcase that I'd rather go. But, you know, the reason I kind of just stumbled upon this is it was just one day I happened to be near there and I was hungry and it was pretty wide open. There was no one in there, mm-hmm. and I was hot and I wanted to get out of the sun, and I saw a nice shady table. So all those things came together to convince myself to give it a try. And actually, the first time I went there, which I think was in the spring, so it wasn't too, I mean, it was probably open 3-4 months at the time. They had one of the women or waitresses, not waitresses, but one of, what do they call them, the maitre d' or whatever you would call them, kind of out in the promenade, and they have these books there, and they show you what the food looks like, and they answer questions, because without a doubt,
people would get, there was a misconception about it, that it was pure Indian food.
Yeah, everybody that was walking by is kind of funny. I mean, you always see people reading menus in front of restaurants just to see, you know, regardless of what cuisine it is. But you know, on this restaurant in particular, people were very curious, and they were, like, hesitant, like, I don't know. And then, you know, this woman would call them over and say, oh, look, we have this, we have that. And, you know, more than half of the people that ended up stopping in conversing with this woman ended up going in and trying it. And I was kind of in the background while all this was going on. So, you know, I kind of listened to the spiel she was given, and, you know, it kind of sounded good. And I, like I said, all the conditions lined up, and I said, you know what, let me give it a shot. And I'm so glad that I did.
Oh, we are too. Like we almost got talked out of it because Donna was a little leery about it. My wife's always open to explore. Like she's like me. Like tomorrow we're going to cook together, and we can't wait to find something new to cook. We're going to figure out later tonight what we're going to eat tomorrow, and we enjoy that.
Right.
So I was tickled to death. Like even sitting in the restaurant, I'm like a kid in a new candy store.
Right.
I mean, I enjoy learning, and I enjoy trying new things, and I love talking to our waitress. You know, learning a new culture. I'm like, I'm all open to that. And even with your kids, I mean, there's plenty of things in here that I think kids would love that chicken roll, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know, there's a lot of unfamiliar, although I shouldn't say that, but some of the descriptions of the food make it sound more exotic than it actually is. If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
Right.
So absolutely. Out of those three, what was your second favorite?
Oh boy.
The lamb sausage or the lamb slider?
Without a doubt it was the sausage. Without a doubt, because in that particular sausage, as I recall, was pretty spicy. So how can I say this? I couldn't taste the lamb, I guess is what I'm saying. There was a meat, obviously it was lamb, but I mean the spice was not overpowering, but there was enough there where it kind of masked the lamb
plus
taste.
It had a little bit of a harder texture to it too. It had a different texture than, so mine was the Moroccan lamb sausage and then the slider was good. And if you like lamb, like my sister-in-law, she enjoyed it so much I just let her I had a bite of it. We split it into thirds,
right?
And then me and my wife each tried it, and we gave her ours, and you know she loved it. Like it was like a cougar. She loved it. Like for me and Brent, there's something about lamb that we don't, you know what I mean? It's something about it. If we were calling it Bambi on the other shows, but there's something about Mary who had a little lamb that we don't. It's in the head that you don't like to eat it.
Don't get me going. But and no disrespect, Bob, from all in WDW.
He loves lamb. And he'll love these.
Yeah, this lamb slider can go right next to that lamb meatball that they serve out there, and you can have all you want because they're not for me.
Yeah, me and Ben weren't on board with the winner of the top 25 this year.
Yeah, unfortunately. But again, and I agree with what you said earlier, not to give anybody the wrong impression, it isn't that we didn't like it because it wasn't prepared properly or wasn't hot or it was
cooked
right. It was just our own personal preference of not caring for lamb. But if somebody that likes lamb, have at it. I know you're going to love it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I liked all three. But what happened was, let me put it this way. Donna liked it so much that I was enjoying other things more. I'd rather had more hummus. There was plenty there to fill me.
Right.
So me and Brenda both wanted her to have it.
Right.
Because she liked it that much. Me and her were, this is okay.
Right.
It's not horrible. If I was hungry, I would eat the whole thing.
Right.
Like if I didn't have other things around, I would have ate it all.
Right.
If that was what, if I just sat down and ordered that, I would have finished it and enjoyed it, but I wouldn't order it again because it's not my favorite, but it was cooked great. But Donna was enjoying it. Like, she enjoyed that as much as she enjoyed the filet mignon at Le Cellier when we took her there. Like you can tell when somebody's liking
something. Right. They're not just saying
and she really enjoyed it. Absolutely. She was like, her head was turned sideways, and she didn't want to be bothered. She's like, give me another bite of that.
No, that's awesome. And I'll just interject here so we don't have to go over it again. But when I did do the after hours wind down, as part of that package, I got the sampler that we just spoke of. Plus, you get the chocolate pyramid with almond ice cream as a dessert with that. Plus, wine flight on top of all that. And I don't have the card, and I had it when we did Epcot and we did my trip, and I don't know where it is now, but you get I'd say it's probably 3 ounces of wine, and you know, from different regions. I think one was from Greece, one was from Turkey, and another one might have been from Spain or Lebanon. Mm-hmm. I forget which, but they were all very good. And again, you're not sitting there, you know, drinking full glasses of wine, but, you know, just enough to get a taste of it and understand the different flavors from the different regions, if you will. And it was very good. So between the, if you remember going back to this, when I told my story, I had no intentions of doing the after hours wind down, but after I had the, I think this is the night when I had the gyro before I headed over there, and then I had the hummus plate with the wine.
It was, because me and Brenda picked on you. We're like, oh, I'm not even hungry, and then we found out you grabbed a gyro on the way over.
It's a long walk from, you know, from the front of World Showcase there to get over to on the other side of France there. But anyways, you know, by the time I had the sampler plate with, you know, the slider and the chicken roll and the lamb sausage and, like I said, the dessert and the wine, I was full. So I needed a good walk to get back to the boardwalk to catch a cab.
I hope so. I hope you were full. I hope you had the energy. I wouldn't have been able to get up.
Well, they, you know, they were blinking the lights telling me, you don't have to leave, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it, and the highlight of our trip, of the ones that we had, was the spicy garlic shrimp. Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean, any of our listeners out there that follow us on Twitter, I know I put it out there a couple of times. Easily, the spicy garlic shrimp plate that I had at Spice Road Table. The best. Yeah, right. What are we talking about here? Was easily the best, I'm going to say, meal, entree, dish, offering, whatever you want to call it, that I had all weekend at Food and Wine. And that includes any of the big heavy hitters from around World Showcase, or at least the ones that I tried. Unless the crabless crab cake was better than this, which I wouldn't know because I let Bob and Doug down. But in any event, I'm not just saying that. Easily, and I've had these twice, so this wasn't just the chef was on this particular night. I've had these twice now, and they are simply fantastic.
Well, besides my bangers, and you know what I'm saying,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
The sautéed shrimp was out of this world. It has dried chilies and fried garlic, and it is just the perfect amount of garlic and the perfect amount of chilies. Gives you a little bit of bite, but the shrimp is so fresh. It just tastes like they just took it off out of the water and threw it on the stove to cook it for you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, gummy. It was, you know, at least the two times that I had it, it was served, you know, hot or, you know, very warm, if you will. And like you said, just the right amount of heat and garlic and oil. The one interesting thing, though, Doug, that I will say is, and I know you posted or tweeted a picture of your dish that you had when you guys were there, and you guys were there before me. Yours were presented kind of in a row, almost like you'd get sushi. I remember, in fact, it's in our Twitter feed. When I got mine, they came in a round bowl. It was a different presentation. I mean, same thing, but it was just interesting that.
Do you know why that might be?
I don't.
I'm thinking that has to do with inside or out.
Well, maybe.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they might serve with different plates inside or out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you picked up on that, but if you saw what I tweeted out versus what you tweeted out, same dish, but it presented differently.
Yeah, they might send it out different. Mine had a nice little piece of bread with it.
Yeah, as did mine. Same thing.
They were out of this world. If I didn't love my wife as much as I did, I probably wouldn't have shared.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're that good. I mean, I don't know. What would you say you get? Maybe six? Would you say six shrimp? Does that sound about right?
I'll tell you exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They give you a lucky 7.
There you go. One for good luck.
And, yeah, I let her have the extra
and
one.
And again, that's $10. I mean, to me, that's very reasonable and easily, you know, even if you just had two people, you could share that or whatever. And if, like you did, if you got two or three different, you know, plates and offerings, easily you got a full meal there between everything that you order.
Absolutely. And that's what we did. Like, my wife wanted the hummus. I wanted the chef sampler, Donna wanted the garlic shrimp, and then I added a fourth one. I got the skewers for us all to try, as I figured that would, like, equal it out. And with all that said and done, I think our whole meal was like $60 for three people.
Yeah.
With tip. I mean, you know, you're talking 10, 26, 36, you know, like $40, and then three drinks. I mean, everything was like, I mean, $50, $60, $65 for everything. Where do you go for three people and eat that good? I mean, this is like top-of-the-line food. I mean, everything comes out perfect. Presented perfect. Even the way they present the plates, everything is like top line to me.
Yeah, and I got to say, the cast members that work there seem genuinely happy
They're
to
sweet.
Serve you, and they want you to have a good time. And at least, you know, I had two men this last time, or young men, or whatever you want to say. But, I mean, they were on the ball. They were, you know, filling my water and, you know, is there anything else you need? Are you happy? I mean, they just seemed, you know, like, man, we want you to like it here, and we want you to have a good time. I mean, I can't say enough about the staff there at the Spice Road Table.
Oh, absolutely. Everything was good. I mean, even the dipping sauces they give you with the skewers is really good.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there was nothing that disappointed me here. The only thing disappointed me is I wanted to get another order of garlic shrimp, and we didn't do it.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. I was just thinking about that on the earlier show when we were talking about, you know, we like to go to our favorite restaurants, but yet we want to experience new restaurants. It's going to be hard to go back here and do, you know, get something different. You know, I'm looking at, you know, rice stuffed grape leaves or brie fondue or even the Greek salad, which sounds pretty good. Tomatoes, cucumbers, red onions, you won't like this, but Kalamata olives and feta cheese. I mean, you know, that sounds
But I would try it because we cook with olives. My wife makes a Greek pizza that we eat, and it has pine nuts and all on it. I don't mind it. Minded, I just won't sit there and eat olives, if you understand what I'm saying. If it's on my pizza, I'm not going to freak out and get the olives off my everything pizza.
Right.
But it's just, when I eat it, it's like, okay, let's get this over with.
Oh, yeah,
let me get a bite of something else.
Yeah. I mean, they have fresh mussels. You know, we talked about the skewers, Mediterranean omelet with potato and caramelized onions.
That's what I was just going to say. I really want to try the Mediterranean omelet. My wife don't like mussels, but I will try them then one of these times I'm down there because I like mussels if they're cooked right.
Yeah.
If they're cooked wrong, they could be nasty.
Yeah.
But the fried calamari, it sounds really good, but I tried to stay away from fried foods, but I do like fried calamari.
Right.
And it looks awesome.
Yeah, if it's cooked right and it doesn't get like a rubber band, it's, you know, it's pretty good.
Now, I like calamari. Like you said, if it's cooked right, it's really good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, and we kind of hit on, you know, they have signature cocktails there. I didn't even see this. I'm looking at this. They got a take-home souvenir glass for $4.99. Had I seen that when I got my Tangiers Breeze, I would have got one in one of those glasses, so I'd have a nice souvenir glass. Didn't even see that when I was there.
We noticed it, but the girls didn't feel like carrying around. I said I'd put it in the camera bag, and it caused a whole commotion. So it ended up
did it just say Spice Road Table on it, or what did it look like?
Yeah, I think it had Epcot on it, too.
Oh, man. Now,
we thought about it, but she didn't want it, and I was going to fight her. I had a beer, so I should have asked, can I have the specialty beer? can I have a specialty glass for my beer to pour it in?
Well, I might have to tap my friend Bob from All in WDW to – I'll have to pay for him and Mrs. All in WDW to go there, and I'll treat him to an order of spicy garlic shrimp if they pick me up a souvenir glass and send it to me.
There you go. Sounds good. I do want to try the Mongoor sampler, the Mongador sampler. And that's $16 like the other sampler, but you get the mussels tangine, the salted cod
croquettes. Yeah, croquettes.
I would like to try the cod.
Yeah.
And the fried calamari.
I obviously did not have the salted cod. Yeah, croquettes. But I've heard great things about them. A couple of people that I know that have gone there and had them said they were pretty good. So I like cod. It's a nice white fish. So I'm thinking I would
like them.
Yeah.
This is a place that I would say that it's going to be every time we go, we're going to eat there at least once, because even if you have reservations for other places, you could still pop in here and hang out, especially at Illuminations time, like you said, and just grab a snack between you. And maybe go there and grab the hummus instead of going over and getting the school bread. It's better for you.
Well, that, yeah, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly – not exactly, but I was just thinking that. You know, a lot of times for lunch when we're down there, we'll pop into not so much lately, but when the kids were smaller, you know, the Electric Umbrella, and you end up with the burger or the chicken sandwich or whatever. I mean, yeah, you're probably going to spend a little bit more money going here, but, you know, instead of just doing a counter service, you know, the traditional theme park fare, you can eat much healthier and more flavorful food at a place like this for not, you know, big money, if you will. So
Oh, absolutely. I could see me and Brenda multiple times now getting the spicy the spicy garlic shrimp and a couple of drinks and just chilling it at outside it. Or in. If they let us in, I'll love that even more because it's beautiful inside.
Oh, yeah. I did eat in, although I told you, and this is true, that I ate outside. What's that saying you say? I'm not lying, or I'm telling now.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth, or whatever. Yes. It is. And but that's no, I did eat outside each time that I ate there. But when I did stay for the wind down was held in the indoor portion of the restaurant. So when I kind of went back in, I did get to experience the inside where you're talking about, Doug. So.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
My saying is it is when people drive me nuts is to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, to be honest.
Well,
with
you're not being honest with me any other time.
Yeah, I put you down. So, sorry, pal, but
that's okay, man. You're from Boston.
Yeah.
I'm from Jersey. It's okay.
You know what I meant.
Absolutely. But yeah, to be honest with you, it's like, okay, so I shouldn't listen to you any other time unless you start your sentence off with to be honest with you. But I think me and Dennis, I think to say to wrap it up for the most part is they most we give it a 10 out of 10 in my opinion for everything. The service was great, the food was great, the ambiance was great, and to me it's Spice Road Table knocks it out of the park. It's at the top of my favorite restaurants now.
Yeah, and it's affordable, and that's you know seems to be more and more on people's minds these days with prices and ticket prices and everything else. You know, definitely check it out. I mean, I don't know that this is going to carry through the rest of the year, but I know while I was there, being an annual pass holder, on top of the fantastic prices that I got, I also got 20%. 10%? No, I think it was 20% off. They were running a special over the summer for all annual pass holders. All you had to do was show your card, and they would knock 20% off the bill, which I took advantage of. I'd like to, you know, unfortunately, I think it may be due to lack of attendance. You know, I think they're trying to boost the, you know, guests going into the restaurant, and this was a way they saw to do that. But I hope people listening to this show and just in general go there and partake and spend some money there, because you know, I'd hate for this to go away or change, because it's, you know, as we just described in the show, it's a place well worth going. It's a home run, like you said, Doug.
SRT is one of our new favorite restaurants.
SRT, there you go.
Yep. Not the Dodge anymore. Now it's Spice Road Tables instead of the Dodge SRT. Our new favorite restaurant is SRT.
There you go. And I actually, and Doug, you know this, you know, the waiter that I had was such a nice guy. You know, he probably thought I was crazy. I said, you know, could I get a couple of those beer coasters or drink coasters? You know, the little coasters they give you to put under your beer or wine or water or whatever you're drinking. And he brought me over a handful of them, and I stuck them in my backpack. But again, couldn't have been more gracious and happy to do that for me, even if he probably was thinking, oh, this guy's weird. But
I'm looking at mine right now, and I think what I'm going to do with these is, and you should do if you don't, mm-hmm. I'll do it for you. You should laminate them. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get them laminated.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I think we discussed this before, too. When you're there, you think of these things and say, oh, that'd be cool to take home, or that'd be a nice little thing to hang on the wall, or, you know, put in a scrapbook. Then you get busy and you forget about it, and then you get home and say, man, I wish I would have grabbed that.
These are the free gifts you can get if you pay attention. They're all over the place. Like, you know, I remember years and years ago at the Chinese restaurant, they had special. Remember the chopsticks they would give you?
Yes.
Now they're no longer special. I mean, they're still nice. You bring them home, you're happy you got them, and you can always say for Disney World. But before they'd say the restaurant on them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a few things of those. That few of those things I can think of. But I was going to go to another place, but let's stick to the Spice Road table here. But yeah. Anyways, in these coasters, I'll actually take a picture and put it up on our Twitter feed tonight. But the thing I like about it is it says Spice Road table, Mediterranean small plates, and it has kind of some decorative, I don't know, wrought iron it looks like or something. But it also has the old Epcot logo and the Walt Disney World logo on the bottom, which I think is really cool because usually things say Disney parks nowadays. So that's what caught my eye when I saw it and why I wanted to grab a couple because you don't see much of that stuff around the parks anymore.
No, that's what I loved about them. When you sent them to me, I was all giddy like a schoolgirl. I got a Rosencrown Pub hat. I got a Rosencrown Pub hat, and I got these special coasters from you. I knew right after that you wanted a second date with me, Dan.
You knew I was going to come back and do at least one more show.
You were really courting me, buddy.
Yeah.
So, but again, we'll give I give it a 10 out of 10 for my experience there. And what about you, Dan? You've been there three times now. What do you
get? I didn't have anything that would cause me to say, you know, I wouldn't give it a 10. And again, I just can't say enough good about it. And if I can get one or two people more to go there. Well, in fact, let me give a shout out to our good friend, Monorail Bob, who him and his family were down at Disney World this past week. And I saw that they did go to Spice Road Table, and I tweeted back and forth with Bob, and he said that they gave it a shot based on listening to us mentioning this on a previous podcast, and they loved it. They said it was awesome, and, you know, they tried it. So there's one listener that we know that went there on our review or our advice, and they enjoyed it as well.
And we're hoping to get our buddy who we're doing this for, Bob and all in WDW, he's going to go there soon, he said. So guys, go try it. Enjoy it. The only negative I could say about it is that it's not part of the Disney dining plan yet. Soon, hopefully, they'll put it on there for you because that has happened before. Restaurants have been added, you know, so we'll see at the start of next year to see if they're part of the dining plan.
Yep.
But go enjoy it. I mean, everything was spotless clean. I mean, there was, like I said, there was not one negative. And the location, you can't ask for a better location. More romantic dinner inside or out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a beautiful place. So go try Spice Road Tables, guys. So you got anything to add to that then?
No, I think we've hit it all. We've pretty much covered the whole menu. And, you know, go enjoy it, folks. You won't be sorry that you did.
No disappointment here. So this is Bangers and Mash signing off, huh, Dan?
Later.
Later, guys. Talk to you on the next show. Well, that's going to be it, guys. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools. It was another fun day of talking Disney with you. And don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, and David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to find any of our fine sponsors, hop on our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And again, thanks for joining us, and talk to you real soon. Yeah.
Thank you.